The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 15th Chapter, Text Number 20, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on November 30th, 1973, in Los Angeles.
Translation: O Emperor, now I am separated from my friend and dearmost well-wisher, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and therefore my heart appears to be void of everything. In his absence I have been defeated by a number of infidel cowherdsmen while I was guarding the bodies of all the wives of Krishna.
So after departure of Krishna, Krishna's all the wives, 16,108. They were being taken care of by Arjuna. But some cowherd men, they plundered all the queens, and Arjuna could not protect them. And this is the instance that we may be very powerful so long Krishna keeps us power. We are not independently power. Even in the case of Arjuna, we are very much proud of our Janmai Sajya Sutasri material world. Everyone is very much proud of his birth, riches and education and beauty. These four things are obtained as a result of pious activities. And as a result of impious activities, the opposite number. Not birth in a very nice family or nation. No wealth, poverty, no education, and no beauty. But one should know that these assets, material assets, just like you American people, you have got nice assets. You are born of a very respectful nation, American nations are still honored all over the world. So that's a good opportunity for you, Janma. You are born in, every American is, in comparison to India, every American is rich man. Because any ordinary man earns here at least 4,000, 5,000 rupees. In India, even the high court judge, he cannot earn so much. At most 4,000. So, you should be conscious that by the grace of Krishna, you have got all this. There is no poverty, there is no scarcity, there is good chance of education, and you are wealthy, beautiful, everything. Janmai Sajya Sutasri. But if you do not become Krishna conscious, if you misuse these assets, then again Punan Mushika Bhava. You know the story, Punan Mushika Bhava. Anyone? No? Punar Mushika Bhava means again you become a mouse. A mouse came to a saintly person. Sir, I am very much troubled. What is that? People generally go to saintly person for some material property. That is the nature, animalistic nature. Why you should go to a saintly person for some material benefit? No, you go there to learn what is God. That is real business. Anyway, saintly person sometimes receive. So what do you want? Just like Lord Shiva. His devotees are all like that, mouse. Want something. Sir, this cat troubles me very much. So what do you want? Then let me become a cat. All right, you become a cat. So he became a cat. Then after a few days, he came back. Sir, still I am in trouble. What is that? The dogs. They trouble us very much. So what do you want? Now you want to become a dog. All right, you become. Then after a few days, one after there is nature's arrangement. One is weak, one is strong. That is nature's arrangement. So after all he wanted to become a tiger. So by the grace of the saintly person, he became a tiger. And when he became a tiger, he was tearing on the saintly person like now. So the saintly person asked him, "You want to eat me?" "Yes." "Oh, then you again become a mouse." "If by my grace, by my favor, you have become tiger, so I again condemn you to become a mouse." "So, you American people, you have become tiger now. Nixon tiger. But if you don't behave obliged, if you don't feel obliged, if the tiger feels obliged, that by the grace of this saintly person, I have come to this stage of becoming a tiger, I must be very much obliged to him. But instead of becoming obliged, if you want to eat, then again become a monk. If the saintly person has got the power to make you from mouse to tiger, then he can convert you again from tiger to mouse. You must always remember this. So by the grace of God, Krishna, you have become so powerful, nation, rich, beautiful, educated, but grace of Krishna you have become, but if you forget Krishna, then you are again going to be mouse. Remember. Nobody will care for you. Just like Englishmen. Englishmen, they established the British Empire, great powerful, most powerful nation in the world. Now they are not so, because they misuse their power. So, you get power, opulence, by the grace of Lord Krishna. And if you misuse it, then you become again, that is happening, that is the nature's law. Nature's law. So here, Arjuna, by his personal behavior, he is saying that without Krishna, I was so great fighter that I took charge of the 16,000 wives of Krishna to take them safely, because Krishna passed away, so they must be given protection. He was Krishna's friend. But he could not do so. All the queens were plundered by cow herdsmen. Therefore he says that Gopai Rasadhuri. Cow herdsmen, they are not very powerful horse. They are ordinary men, cow herdsmen. But Arjuna was Kshatriya, so powerful. So he was defeated by them. Therefore he is regretting that Asadhi. If I would have been defeated by another powerful person, that would have been glory. But I have been defeated by the cow herdsman.
Yes.
Asadbhi, they are not counted among gentlemen. Asadbhi, Abalaiva. Abalaiva. Abala is another name of the oval. Just like if somebody attacks oval, any young man, when he has got 16 years old, he can attack any woman. But a woman, even though she is 16 years or 18 years or 20 years, she becomes immediately victim. So abalaiva. Even the woman is higher in age, still she cannot protect. Therefore, woman requires protection. Woman requires protection. According to Vedic culture, woman has no independence because they cannot keep their independence. It is not possible. A 16-year-old boy can go safely all over the world, but a 16-year-old girl cannot. That is not possible. By nature, they are weak, so they require protection. And until she reaches youthhood, she is protected by the father. As soon as she reaches youthhood, she is given to a young man, her husband, to give protection. And in the old age, she is protected by the elderly sons. This is the Vedic culture. There are three phases of life: childhood, youthhood, and old age. So, because they are weak. In the Western countries, the women are given freedom like man, but that is unnatural. Unnatural. Therefore, these poor souls are being exploited by the other section. It is a great deficiency of the Western sociology. The Vedic culture is different from this. Woman is not given independence, and generally one man marries more than one wife. That is Vedic culture. Just like, see, Krishna. Krishna has 16,100. That is allowed. Krishna was personality of Godhead. He could maintain his wife, 16 million wives. That is not difficult for him. But even ordinary man, Kshatriyas especially, they used to marry more than one wife. Still, not only wife, but one wife, one princess is married, and along with her, 100, 200 maidservants. They will go with the king. Just like when Vasudeva was married to Devaki, some hundreds of maidservants was given. So, women, the conclusion is the women are weak. They should be given protection. They should not be ill-treated, just like a father gives protection to the children. It does not mean it is ill-treatment. There is no question of, but protection. Otherwise, abalaiva, they can be victimized by any man powerful, because man is powerful. Soham nipenda rahita purusottami, We also require. Don't be proud because I am man, I don't require protection. Here it is said, Krishna says, Arjuna says, purusottamena soham rahita. Now I have no protection. Arjuna was so great hero, still he required protection. Purusha means enjoyer. The supreme enjoyer is Krishna. If he does not give protection, you cannot enjoy your life. That is not possible. Therefore, Krishna says, Krishna is giving protection, but not as much as he wants to give you protection, because you deny to accept. Because you deny to accept his protection, therefore he is giving protection to you as much as you want. And if you want full protection, then the condition is sarva-dharmān parityajya māmekam saraṇam. Give up your own manufactured, concocted means of protection. You just surrender unto me and I will give you protection. Protection for what? Protection from sinful activities. We are victimized by our sinful activities due to ignorance. We do not know what to do, what not to do. Out of ignorance we do something and we become victimized by the laws of nature. But if you surrender to Krishna, he will give you protection. He will never be victimized. He'll never be victimized. Because Krishna said, Tisaṁ satatajuktānāṁ bhajatāṁ prītipūrvakam buddhi-yogaṁ dadāmitam jīna-māṁ upajāt. Krishna will guide you. Krishna is within yourself. He can speak to you. You can hear him also, provided you are fully surrendered. So it does not mean that Arjuna was not fully surrendered. Arjuna was fully surrendered. And Arjuna was fully protected by Krishna. Neither these queens, 16,000 queens, could be plundered away by some cowherd's man. It is an instance that even a person like Arjuna, he will be helpless without Krishna. He'll be helpless. What to speak of ourselves? He'll be helpless. That is it. He's showing that example. Krishna, Suham Narendra Rahita Purusottam. Now I am bereft of the association of my dearest friend, Krishna. Sakhya. Sakhya means friend. Sakhya, priyena, not only friend, very dear friend, priyena. Suhida, suhida means sweet. There are different kinds of friend. But sweet is a friend who always think of his friends, how he'll be happy. That is called sweet. This description is given about the devotees also. Suhidas sarva-bhutanam. A devotee is always thinking how whole world will be happy. Suhidas sarva. Not only human beings, but animals. Birds, trees, beasts, everyone. A devotee does not like to see even the grass is unreasonably cut. That is devotee. Therefore Vaishnava. What is that? Vaishnavana. Vaishnava is happy. That's what I say. Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj said, was praying Lord Nisingadev to pacify him. So the commentator said that Prahlad Maharaj might have been very much afraid of this ferocious feature of the Lord Nisingadev. So he assured Nisingadev, my dear Lord, don't think that I am afraid of you this feature. No. Naivad vijay. Neither I am afraid of this materialistic existence. Naivad vijay paradurattaya vaitaranya. Tadvijja gayana maha mridamagna chitta. I am quite confident that I have no fear. And he has practically seen that his father teased him in so many ways, but at last he was protected. So why he should not believe? He knows that I have dedicated my life to Krishna, and Krishna is not so ungrateful that he will not give me protection. How is possible? But one who does not believe in Krishna, he thinks that he will protect himself. Apashyatam atmadattam grihishu grihami vina. Those who are not God-realized, they think that they will be protected by their society, friendship, love, country, nation, and like that. But that is not possible. Just like you are flying in the sky so many aeroplanes at a time, sometimes in a bunch, in a group they fly. But if one of the aeroplane is in danger, no other aeroplane can help. It finished. So similarly, we are also flying as aeroplane in the open sky. The protection, you don't expect protection from your so-called society, friendship and love, materially. When there is question of danger, you have to protect with your own strength. Therefore, if we want actually protection, we should take protection of the Supreme, Krishna or his devotee. Krishna is Sridham Sarvabhutana. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Bhoktaram Jagatavasam Sarlokamayasaram Sridham Sarvabhutana. I am the friend of everyone. He can become friend, he is living within our heart as friend. But we refuse the guidance of such a nice friend. That is our misfortune. Krishna is so kind, so friendly, that you are just like one bird is flying from one tree to another, and another bird is following him. So similarly, we are flying from one body to another. Tatha dehantara prapti. And Krishna does not leave us. He also going with you. Just to give you guidance. But we won't give. Just like father, it is very natural. Father naturally wants to guide the son without any motive. That is father's nature. Similarly, Krishna or God, the Supreme Father, is naturally inclined to give us protection. Naturally. Therefore he comes. Krishna comes, jada jada hi dharma saklani bhavati puritrana saguna vinasaya cha duskita. Krishna does two business. First of all, preaching these rascals who have forgotten Krishna, we are very intimately related. I am the father of all living entities, so you come to me. Come to home, you will be happy. I am not poor. I can provide you with all necessary. Eko jo bahunam vidudhati kama. That one can provide everyone with necessaries of life. Actually, he is doing what government is doing for the cats and dogs and the ants and the trees. They are not doing anything. Rather, they are cutting. When there is jungle, for their paper mill, they are cutting all the trees. No protection for the trees. They are all cutting all the throats of the cows and animals for eating. So the government cannot give protection. Nobody can give protection. Only Krishna can give protection. Therefore, we should always seek the protection of Krishna. That is our security. Not any other thing. So, Suhit means, Krishna is Suhit. Suhit means who always, trying for our welfare. He comes himself. And even though he cannot, we do not accept, Krishna says, Sarva dharmān parityajya māmekaṁ sarvati. Manmana Bhavavad Bhaktavad Yajimang Namaskuru. He gives plain advice that you always think of me, become my devotee, offer your respect, obeisances unto me, that will make your life perfect. But we shall not do that. We shall think of so many other things, but we'll never accept thinking of Krishna. We shall become devotees of so many rascals, even of a dog also, but we shall never become devotee of Krishna. This is the position. We are devoting our master to our wife, to our children, to our country, to our society. But as soon as you say that you become devotee of Krishna, he is enraged. What nonsense you ask? I have got so many work to do. Why shall I become devotee of Krishna? And this is the disease. Therefore, Krishna ultimately says that you give up all this nonsense. And if you surrender unto me, then I shall give you protection. Naturally, just like we are preaching Krishna consciousness. We are not devotee to the people in general, then why you are preaching? We are devotee. We are actually devotee. Without any motive. Any so-called political leader, he has got some motive when he becomes devotee of the nation. He has got some motive. But we have no such motive. We simply say plainly that you become happy by becoming devotee of Krishna. You are not devotee of your lust, anger, and illusion. You have become devotee of so many things, Daskalam. You simply become devotee of Krishna. Then your problems will be solved. Kamadinan kutidhana kutidha palita dunnidesha. We are devotee somebody, but we are not devotee of somebody. We have got some motive. Just like now it is coming to expose so many leaders, they got election pretending themselves devotee of the nation. In everywhere, not only in your country. But actually they are not devotee of the nation. They were devotee of their own lusty desires. That's all. That if I occupy this post, then I shall be able to fulfill my lusty desires. Nobody is devotee. Devotion is only applicable to Krishna. If somebody is proclaiming himself that I am devotee, servant of my nation, of my society, of my wife, of my children, all false. nobody is devotee. Everyone has got some motive. In the intimate relationship between husband and wife, there is some motive. The husband has got some motive and the wife has got some. As soon as the motive is not fulfilled, divorce. Take another chapter. This is going on. You see? This is going on, and therefore, in the name of devotion, in the name of love, in the name of faith, they are trying to satisfy their own senses. This is called illusion. And he will never be happy so long he will try to satisfy his senses. And that is the truth. They will never be happy. I have given this example, the parts and parcel of your body. If separately the part and parcel of the body wants to satisfy itself, it will never be satisfied. The only means of satisfaction is that the part and parcel conjointly work and satisfy the stomach, and then it will be satisfied. Similarly, we are part and parcel of Krishna. If we want to satisfy ourselves, our senses, independently, we shall never be satisfied. This is the fact. You have to satisfy Krishna, and then you'll be satisfied. This is the fact. Rishikena Rishikesa Srivanam Bhakti. Because actually the owner is Krishna. I am claiming, this is my hand. It is not my hand. It is Krishna's hand. He has given us to use it. So if I don't use it for Krishna, then it will be criminal. It will be criminal. Jagnyate karmanatro lokayam karma manna. Simply for Krishna you have to work. And if you work for your sense gratification, then you will be entangled. This is called karma bandha. You will be entangled, more and more. Javat manomai karmanu sakta tavat namanchati diha bandha. So long you will be, sense gratifying minded. Because everyone's mind is absorbed in the thought of gratifying his own senses. So long we shall be absorbed in this type of thought, then we have to accept the body. Either human body or other bodies, there are 8,400,000 different types of forms and body. So we have got different types of desires also, because we are prakriti kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvasa. We are under the modes of material nature, and the material nature has got the most different modes, goodness, passion and ignorance. You mix up these three into three, it becomes 9, 9 into 9, it becomes 81, 81, 81, it increases. Therefore we see so many varieties of life according to the mentality. So if we work on according to the dictation of the mind, then we become entangled. And if we work under the direct dictation of Krishna, then we become free. This is the process of Krishna consciousness. Thank you very much.